USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Here's the latest in the escalating trade war between the United States and China. President Donald Trump says products coming from China that were slated to be hit with a 10% tariff on September 1st now will face a 15% tariff. Trump also said goods and products currently being taxed at 25% now will be taxed at 30% starting October 1st. Trump's comments came after China said it would pursue new tariffs of 5 to 10% on $75 billion of U.S. products. The tariffs would take place in two steps, just as the U.S. said it would do earlier this month in imposing the 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. The rising tensions between the world's two biggest economies unnerved investors already on edge. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 623 points as companies and business groups urged the two countries to get back to the negotiating table. Remember, you can listen online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Nearly half of all Americans know someone who's affected by opioids. But according to the U.S. Surgeon General, only about a quarter of those with an opioid addiction get the treatment they need. All too often, it is the stigma and undeserving shame of opioid addiction that forces people to remain silent rather than seek help. In an effort to address the opioid epidemic and combat this stigma, Facebook, in partnership with Drug-Free Kids and Center on Addiction, created Stop Opioid Silence, a national public awareness campaign aimed at inspiring people to break the silence and share their stories with each other, a medical professional, or family and friends. Marsha Lee Taylor is the Executive Vice President of External and Government Relations at Center on Addiction.
Our goal is to help those struggling with opioid addiction understand that they're not alone and that there are ways to find help and support.
Visit StopOpioidSilence.org and click Message for Help.
Chief Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas, and there is currently no evidence of any disease remaining, according to the Supreme Court. The court said in a statement that a biopsy performed on July 31st confirmed a localized malignant tumor. Ginsburg, age 86, underwent a three-week course of radiation therapy and, as part of her treatment, had a bile duct stent placed. The court said Ginsburg tolerated treatment well and does not need any additional treatment, but will continue to have periodic blood tests. The court said Ginsburg canceled an annual summer visit to Santa Fe, but otherwise has maintained an active schedule during her treatment. Ginsburg underwent lung cancer surgery in December and has two previous bouts with cancer. She had colorectal cancer in 1999 and pancreatic cancer in 2009. While recovering from surgery, she missed arguments at the court in January, her first illness-related absence in more than 25 years as a justice. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. appeals court in Denver said Electoral College members can vote for the presidential candidate of their choice and are not bound by the popular votes in their states. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Colorado Secretary of State violated the Constitution in 2016 when he removed an elector and nullified his vote because the elector refused to cast his ballot for Hillary Clinton, who won the popular vote. This ruling applies only to Colorado and five other states in the 10th Circuit, including Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah, and Wyoming. Under international pressure to contain fires sweeping parts of Brazil's Amazon rainforest, President Jair Bolsonaro authorized the use of the military to battle the huge blazes while thousands took to the streets to protest his environmental politics. Brazilian forces have started to deploy to the border areas, indigenous territories, and other affected regions in the Amazon rainforest to assist putting out fires for the next month, according to a presidential decree authorizing use of the army. The military will act strongly to control the wildfires, Bolsonaro promised, as he signed the decree. The armed forces will collaborate with public security and environmental protection agencies. Over 370 square miles have burned in northern Paraguay near the borders with Brazil and Bolivia, according to Joaquin Roa, a Paraguayan state official. He said the situation is beginning to stabilize. Close to 20% of the Amazon has already been deforested, according to Thomas Lovejoy, a George Mason University environmental scientist. This is USA Radio News.